Welcome back to Impact Radio, right here on 103 FM. It is Wednesday, and if you've caught on yet, you know that it's a very special day because we get to sit in with Dr. Anton Janse van Rensburg in the studio, who is with me today as well. He is a practicing medical doctor from Pretoria with 25 years of experience as an integrative practitioner. Besides his MBCHB degree, he has a master's degree in applied human nutrition and is a trained metal toxicologist. Dr. Anton has a passion for teaching and, besides having authored and co-authored two books, presents on a variety of platforms, including continuing professional development courses in the fields of the microbiome and the application of medicinal plants and noble metals. Dr. Anton, good afternoon, and thanks again for making time to be with us today. We started talking about the diseases of winter last week, and what can you do to prevent and treat infections? For those who missed last week's session, Dr. Anton, can you just give them a bit of a recap?
G'day, Pinky. Thanks for having me in the studio, and good afternoon to your listeners. Okay, so last week we shared my approach, my three pillars of being healthy in winter. So let me just recap that. Pillar one, special disease-fighting substances. Pillar two is life-saving nutrition. Pillar three, immune-boosting habits. And I promised you that what I'm going to do is we're going to jump between those pillars as we go along, because I want the lowest hanging fruit, the easiest to do habits, and also things that are not going to necessarily cost you money. Now, some of these will cost you some money, but we'll try to go with the cheapest things first. And the first thing that I shared about last week is that colloidal silver, or ionic colloidal silver, has a dramatic antiviral effect. So using a nose spray on a daily basis, using a throat spray. And remember now, sometimes you will get sick. So we're not promising people that you will never, ever have a cold or a flu ever again. I mean, that is, I think, wishful thinking. We live in this broken world. So we sometimes do get it. So when I do get something, I say, Dr. Anton, because I also get things, then I start nebulizing with my silver. And this is where it's important that you have a good quality product produced in a pharmaceutically approved, or a pharmacy council approved facility, and that you know that it is a clean product. And I like companies who were willing to actually do research on their products. So you can just phone on the bottle. We have more than one producer in this country, but phone on the bottle, ask them, have they done their own research? We have that. South Africa, it's a wonderful place. We've got wonderful scientists here that do these things.
Good, good, good. The last time we invited people to get in touch with you and ask questions, and we've received a question from a mother living in Pretoria asking if she can use a quality silver product in or on her 8-year-old child.
Okay, so like I told you, Pinky, I was waiting for that question, and usually I answer the question like this. I look at the research. Do we have research that was published where, in a hospital formal trial setup, people were exposed to silver product? And we actually do have published research from Europe where they've actually gone down as low as just below the age of one, where they actually use drops in children's noses or a spray in children's noses. They found no adverse events first. I think that's very important. But also they found a faster resolution of colds. So once again, you're going to use this on your child. Make sure that you're using a good product. Get in touch with the number on the bottle of the thing that you're using.
Thank you for that, Dr. Anton. Very precise. Which components of the three pillars you mentioned last week and earlier on are we looking at today?
Okay, so this is an interesting one. We're actually doing all three with one thing. So this is one of my favorite topics to talk about, and that is sunshine. And one of my favorite scriptures in my top 1,000 favorite scriptures, this one made the top 1,000.
at least.
Yeah, at least, is Malachi 4 verse 2. I just love this scripture. Listen to this. But to you who fear my name, the sun of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. And the Sun of Righteousness, as it's described here, is S-U-N with a capital.
Not S-O-N.
Not S-O-N. People miss that part. It's referring, obviously, to Jesus, who is the light of the world, but it uses the word sun, S-U-N. And I know some people had a big fright when it says they grow fat like stall-fed calves. Don't worry about that. We're not going to help you now today to grow fat like a stall-fed calf. But a stall-fed calf refers to a healthy.
A pampered.
Pampered. Mm. So sunshine is literally one of the habits. It's going to cost you absolutely nothing. I usually tell people this is mahala. It's for free, and the Latin is gratis. Now, that's the Latin for it, eh?
Okay, I learned a new word today. I'll put it in my Latin dictionary vocabulary.
Yeah. So let's get into sunshine. And there are many facets of sunshine. I know all of you thinking, yeah, he's going to talk about vitamin D. Yes, I am going to talk about vitamin D, but that is only the tip of the iceberg. But let us start there. And let's quickly chat why vitamin D is so important, and especially what did we learn from COVID? Once again, Rima told your listeners in the first session that doctors like myself, who was on the front line treating COVID patients, I'm still treating people who are ill at the moment, we learned so much. What's one of the big things that we were reminded of? And that is that, listen carefully, that people who have a low vitamin D status get ill easier. Okay, so you pick up an infection faster. If you are infected, your infection can be more serious. If you end up in ICU, your risks are greater. If you have a good vitamin D status and you should end up in ICU, and yes, maybe you are 90 years old and you ended up in ICU. I had patients that age in COVID. Your chance to survive that ICU stay is 3 times more if you have a good vitamin D status. And that is, we've now seen that from the research. More about vitamin D then. What does it do for us? Your mood is improved. People think, you know, my mood is down. I should get an antidepressant. No, wait a minute. Go get some sunshine, because your mood will be improved because of the vitamin D. Your bone density, vitamin D, will go up. Okay, so before you drink a calcium supplement, you drink vitamin D, and there's actually a few other supplements that are important as well, and you need to lift a few heavy things in your week, because lifting helps us. It is anti-cancer. It improves recovery in stroke patients. It helps a diabetic with sugar control. It prevents multiple sclerosis, and it plays a role in pregnancy, believe it or not. That your child's brain will be less predisposed to something called attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder if you have vitamin D. And I mean, we're talking infection now, but we can't forget all these other wonderful things that we are talking about.
Wow. It's actually connected to a number of things. I cannot believe it, because I've been complaining about the stream of sunshine that comes through my window. Maybe now I'll just draw the curtains a bit more.
Absolutely.
Dr. Anton, who do you find have low levels of vitamin D?
Okay, that's a very interesting question, because I think the question before that question is, what should your level be? Now, if you don't know your level, then, you know, you don't know. So I recommend that people test their blood levels at least once a year to see what is your level. And I find that many South Africans, shockingly, have low levels of vitamin D. And living in South Africa...
I'm shaking my head because I'm like, what?
Yes. No, come on. You should not have a low level of vitamin D ever. But we do. I just diagnosed another patient yesterday who had shockingly low levels of vitamin D. And so people who have Crohn's disease, celiac disease, kidney disease, people who had surgery to their intestines, like gastric bypass surgery, and people who are carrying extra weight, they all have a risk of having low vitamin D. But no, here's the point. Just have your level tested. And then if your level is below 50, below 40, some people say, but as I read the research more and more, you know what, you need optimal levels. They did a study in the 70s where they allowed young people to literally tan carefully now over weeks. It was a really difficult study for the participants. They had to tan and laze around the sun. And they got their level. They got their levels into the 80s naturally without burning, without exposing themselves to risk. So my patients in my practice, I keep their levels between 50 to 70. Very difficult with sunlight to get that done. So it's not expensive to supplement, but I recommend that people do take a supplement. And so the levels there is you need about 3,000 to 4,000 units a day. But do it under the auspices of your doctor so that he can check your levels, measure the levels, see that you're getting the levels right.
Sure. Is vitamin D then the main benefit of sunlight?
It's only one of the benefits. So this is why I just love that scripture, why there's healing in sunlight. And we're in wintertime. You know what? This is what our South African counterparts who live in the Northern Hemisphere now, who've gone to go and work there or live there, They miss the sun.
They do.
All right.
They do. So, they really do.
So just be South African and sit in the sun every moment you can. No. So there are many other benefits with sunlight. One of the direct benefits that's actually quite remarkable is that you can actually activate your white blood cells, a certain type of white blood cells called the T cell, by sitting in the sun. And that's obviously very important for your immune system. Another thing that you're going to do is you're going to help modulate your immune system. Now, that's a very interesting word, modulate. It means that people who already have an autoimmune condition, like rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, if they just do a little bit more sunlight, the vitamin D, on the one hand, is going to help the autoimmunity. I use vitamin D extensively in autoimmunity. But you're going to modulate that immune response. And you're going to produce nitric oxide while you're sitting in the sun. Then another big thing that you're going to produce is something called melatonin. Mm-hmm. Now, people usually, you know, they've heard about this. They've heard that you shouldn't, you know, play on your phone or your iPad before going to bed. Mm-hmm. Because now you're going to suppress the production of melatonin, which, yes, happens in the brain via exposure to low yellow light. These bright white lights suppress melatonin. So you mustn't have a big fluorescent lamp in your bedroom because, you know, it's not going to help you to sleep. So melatonin has become a buzzword in the world today. And melatonin is also produced, listen carefully now, with near infrared light. Okay. So if you go out into the sun, especially in the morning, a bunch of things happen. You produce more melatonin, but also there are receptors in your eye that resets your circadian rhythm. So I tell my patients, early in the morning, there has to be sunlight so that your brain can just discover it's daytime. Okay, so that's very important.
Sure.
And you will sleep better, and people who sleep better have what? Better immunity. Because we're still going to talk about sleep in one of our sessions.
I'm excited. It's my favorite topic.
It's going to be so much fun. Okay, so here we go. Melatonin, just a few benefits is that you will sleep better. It's an antioxidant. It's an antiviral. So standing in the sun, your body produces an antiviral. It's an antifungal. It protects your body against DNA. There are many sites in your body where it works. It's an antihypertensive. It regulates heart rate. And it helps to regulate blood pressure. So the point is just the melatonin is going to help you on many levels by just being in the sun.
Wow, Dr. Anton, I feel like these benefits that you've just mentioned should be broadcast somewhere on a billboard on the highway because many of us need to hear it. But I know as well, some people will respond by saying, well, there's research that showed that I could get skin cancer from all this sun tanning or being in the sun. How do you respond to them?
Okay, that's a very good question. And maybe just before I answer that, I want to just slip in one more nutrient that you produce when you're standing in the sun, and that's serotonin. Now, few people know that. That's what they drink antidepressants for, is serotonin. But you actually produce serotonin when you go into the sun. So if you have a mood disorder, that's where you start. So let's answer then the question on skin cancer. So with all these benefits that I mentioned here, I think you should hear that you're actually producing nutrients that are anti-cancer. Vitamin D, we know, reduces overall cancer risk significantly. Melatonin reduces overall cancer risk. So I think the general rule here is the following. Don't go and sit in the sun in the middle of summer and wait till you smell something burning. Okay. I think that's a general good rule.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Especially if you are lily white with red hair and you've got freckles. Okay. So if you are lily white with red freckles and all that, red hair and freckles, then you need a little bit less. You'll make vitamin D fast. You make these nutrients faster. If you have more melanin in your skin, you're slightly darker skin, you're going to need a little bit more sun, but you're also more protected. So just get into the sun summertime before 10 in the morning, after 4 in the afternoon. Wintertime, you know, the times now you can use more of the day to do it because your more effective rays are going to be between 10 and 3 in the afternoon. But no, you are going to increase your cancer fighting ability by using the sun responsibly, obviously now, as an immune boosting friend.
Wow. Dr. Anton, you are always so incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for making the time. Someone is listening now and they're thinking, man, I want to hear more from Dr. Anton, or I want to see more of his work. You can visit or read more about him at www.dranton.co.za. And if you have any questions about today's interview, you're welcome to send them through to our Impact Radio WhatsApp line. Just reference Dr. Anton in your question or subject line. And our WhatsApp line is 071-364-0376. Dr. Anton, I'm really excited about next week's conversation, but thanks again so much for making the time.